Are children really more imaginative than adults? Many believe that children possess boundless imagination, contrasting them with supposedly unimaginative adults. Yet, when we delve into the essence of children's play, we find a different reality. While tales like Peter Pan paint children as harboring magical worlds, their imaginative capacity often leans towards imitation rather than innovation. In children's pretend play, we see echoes of adult activities, cooking, cleaning, building forts, that mirror the real world. Their imaginative creations are often inspired by what they observe around them, rather than entirely from within. Even in games, children stick rigidly to rules, showing resistance to deviation. Their art tends to focus on concrete objects rather than abstract concepts, reflecting their struggle with the latter. Even when children conjure up imaginary friends and worlds, they often resemble real-life counterparts, lacking the fantastical elements we might expect. The power of imagination. Imagination isn't just about dreaming up fantastical creatures or wild scenarios. It's a tool that helped our ancestors survive and plan for the future. Think about it, when you imagine what might happen next or how to tackle a problem, you're tapping into this ancient skill. Our imagination tends to stick close to what we know. So, when asked to picture a new animal, we often just combine features of existing ones. It's like our brains are wired to keep things practical. Now, that's not necessarily a bad thing. Imagining realistic scenarios helps us set achievable goals and avoid potential pitfalls. But it also means we might miss out on considering truly groundbreaking ideas. You see, imagination isn't just about dreaming within the bounds of what's familiar. It's also about daring to think outside the box. Sure, it's easy to dismiss crazy-sounding ideas as impossible. But sometimes, those are the ones that can change the game. Kids versus grown-ups, who's better at discovering? Kids are like little explorers, always poking around and trying to figure things out. They're curious creatures, way more than adults usually are. In a cool study, scientists gave both kids and adults a bunch of blocks to play with. Some of these blocks were special, they were called Zaffs. And get this, there was a gadget called a Zaff detector that lit up whenever it found a Zaff. Once adults figured out a trick to finding Zaffs, like noticing a black stripe on the blocks that always made the detector go off, they were like, "All right, cool, got it." And stopped playing. But not the kids, they kept at it. They poked and prodded those blocks longer than the adults did. And you know what? Because they stuck with it, they found more types of Zaffs than the adults did. Creativity through learning and knowledge. Innovation thrives on learning and knowledge. When you're faced with a problem, what helps you come up with new solutions? It's what you already know and what you've learned from others. Imagine a child trying to get a toy out of a tight spot. They might figure out how to fashion a hook if they've seen someone else do it before. But it's not something that just pops into their head naturally. Even adults, with all their experience, can struggle to think outside the box sometimes. But adults have a leg up because of all the stuff they know. Knowing how things work or what's true gives them a starting point to imagine different ways of doing things. Imagine your imagination as a train and your knowledge as the tracks it runs on. Learning new things or discovering stuff on your own lays down more tracks, taking your imagination to new places. But the real challenge is fitting these new ideas into what you already know. Psychologists Douglas Hofstadter and Emmanuel Sander compare it to a train and its tracks. Learning and discovering new things, that's like adding more tracks for your imagination train. But the tricky part is making sure these new tracks connect to the ones you already have. Expand your imagination, examples, principles, and models. Want to boost your imagination? There are three key ways to do it, examples, principles, and models. Let's break it down in simple terms. 1. Examples, these are like real-life stories that teach you something new. When you see how someone else solves a problem or invents something cool, it sparks ideas in your mind. The more you learn from examples, the easier it is to come up with new ideas yourself. 2. Principles, think of these as big ideas that change how you see the world. Like when you find out dolphins are mammals. That's a fact. But understanding the principle of common descent, how all living things are connected, gives you a whole new perspective on life. 3. models, now, these are like virtual experiments. You take something real, like a toy, and play around with it in a simulated world. Maybe you change its shape or size and see what happens. Models help you explore different possibilities without any real-life consequences. Creativity through knowledge. Creativity isn't just a skill you're born with, it's something you can develop over time by learning new things. You might think of imagination as something you either have or you don't, but it's actually closely tied to what you know. When researchers study creativity, they often use tests where people have to think of unusual ways to use ordinary objects. But these tests have their limits. Just because you can think of a weird way to use something doesn't mean you can come up with a practical solution to a real problem. Plus, people are usually only able to think of creative ideas based on what they already know, rather than coming up with completely new ideas. True creativity comes from having a broad imagination, and that comes from expanding your knowledge. Take the Beatles, for example. They didn't just magically become a groundbreaking music group overnight. They spent years learning from other musicians before they were able to create something truly innovative themselves. If you think creativity is all about being original, you might be disappointed. Very few people come up with completely new ideas that change the world. But if you see creativity as adding to what you already know, whether it's through examples, principles, or models, then you'll realize that most of us are creative all the time, in our own way. Innovation through imagination. Children's belief in fantasy characters like Santa Claus and the Tooth Fairy is shaped by parents, teachers, and society, not just their imagination. Without this encouragement, kids are usually doubtful of unrealistic ideas, such as owning a pet lion, often considering even unlikely events as impossible. Adults, however, can often envision scenarios where the improbable might happen, like how someone could own and care for a lion, as long as it doesn't defy known rules. When people have enough evidence to believe in the possibility of something improbable, their imagination comes to life. They start to explore and experiment with the idea or object, leading to innovations over time. For example, the sewing needle we use today was developed gradually over hundreds of years. Imagination through principles. Children start by understanding basic causation in nature and gradually learn more complex concepts like emergence, which explains phenomena such as thunderstorms. This broader understanding helps debunk simple misconceptions, like the belief that cold weather directly causes colds. Through analogies, learners can extend their understanding, as Ernest Rutherford did when he applied principles of the solar system to discover atomic orbitals. In mathematics, children begin with counting, estimation, and pattern recognition, and eventually grasp imaginative concepts like fractions and symmetry. Initially, they may reject the idea of fractions, but through tangible experiences, such as observing partially filled containers, they start to understand abstract ideas like fractions and percentages. Develop morality and flexibility. Children often think that any action leading to a bad outcome should be punished, even if it was an accident, and that if someone tries to harm another but fails, they haven't done anything wrong. They also struggle to distinguish between fairness and equity. For instance, if three kids have six boxes to reach apples on a tree, they might not give their shorter friend more boxes to use, even if it would be fairer. Over time, with guidance, children learn to understand other people's perspectives and thoughts. This ability to imagine what others are thinking or feeling comes from learning and gaining knowledge. Children tend to stick with the first method they learn for doing something, even if they're shown a better way. They need help to learn how to compare different approaches and use their imagination to understand broader principles. For both kids and adults, thinking of new ways to do things or considering actions outside of what's usually done requires effort and deep thought. Nevertheless, societal norms and methods do change. For example, today, many people support same-sex marriage, which is a relatively new social norm, while opposing child marriage, which is an older social norm that has fallen out of favor. Imagination through models. Kids often steer clear of make-believe scenarios that stray too far from the real world. They prefer play that mirrors their understanding of real things and situations. Pretend play is a bit like trying on different hats, it sparks imagination without demanding groundbreaking ideas. Kids pick up valuable lessons from play, especially when it's guided rather than free-for-all. Fiction serves as another kind of model, expanding both children's and adults' imaginations. Children usually lean towards stories rooted in reality rather than pure fantasy. Even tales like Harry Potter and Narnia, despite their magical elements, keep one foot in reality. Characters live in houses, have families, and face relatable problems. Fiction teaches us about the consequences of choices and helps us understand and relate to others' feelings and perspectives. It's a safe space to explore challenging norms and pushing boundaries without real-world repercussions. In matters of religion, children often prefer a more down-to-earth portrayal. They tend to picture God as a person with everyday habits like eating and sleeping, rather than an all-powerful being performing miracles like turning a dog into a cow. Grasping abstract religious ideas, such as an ever-present spirit, requires stretching our sense of what's possible. Imagination as a learnable skill. Imagination isn't just something you're born with, it's something you can build up like a muscle. It's about learning new stuff and then using it in ways that stretch your idea of what's possible. But it's not easy. You gotta work at it. Some people think that imagination thrives on ignorance or that too much structured learning kills creativity. But that's not true. Research actually shows that just letting your mind wander without any guidance doesn't usually lead to anything groundbreaking. You end up just circling around what you already know. Education might seem like it's all about following the rules and learning what's already been figured out. But here's the thing, learning new stuff actually opens up your mind to new possibilities. Coming up with fresh ideas starts with having a solid base of knowledge. And the best way to learn is by getting some guidance first and then letting your curiosity take you on a journey of discovery. Key points. 1. Imagination is a skill that can be developed through learning and expanding knowledge. 2. Children's creativity often mirrors what they've learned and observed in the real world. 3. True creativity comes from adding to existing knowledge and exploring new possibilities. 4. Fiction and play serve as models for imagination, teaching valuable lessons and expanding perspectives. 5. Education provides guidance for learning, which fuels imagination and innovation. 6. Imagination isn't just about dreaming but also about daring to think outside the box. 7. Encouraging curiosity and exploration nurtures imagination in both children and adults.